This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Shalom Aleichem, Ruchim Abom. We're continuing in Daf HaShavuah, learning Mesachas Kesubais. Daf Chof Hei Amud Beis, Daf Chof Hei Amud Beis, Tashma, Chazak LeKuhuna. Presumptive status for Kuhuna is either Nesios Kapayim, either Duchening, V'chiluk Granois, giving out Shuma, V'eidos and testimony. What does that mean? Testimony is presumptive status? Testimony is testimony. Eidus chazakehi. Eidus is not chazaka. Elolav hachi kamar. Rather, you have to read it as follows. Nesias kapayim ki eidus. Duchening is like testimony. Ma eidus liyuchsin. Just like testimony is for genealogy. Af nesias kapayim liyuchsin. Nesias kapayim is also for yuchsin. The reason why we put eidus in the context of duchening is duchening must be like eidus. Just like eidus works for Yochsin, so to duchening must be indicative for Yochsin. So Tzaraya Malin Menasias Kapayin LeYochsin says Gemara Loi Eidus Haba Mikaya Chazaka Chazaka. Just like if Dayanim themselves see the presumptive status, it's a presumptive status. So too, if they hear the testimony about the presumptive status, it's a presumptive status. Ki Hahu Da Asal Kamed Rabbi Ami, like he who came before Rabbi Ami. Amar Allah, he said, "Muchsekani b'zeh, I have a presumptive status about this person, Shu Kayin, that he's a Kayin." A witness came and said, "I know about so and so that he's a Kayin." Amar Allah, so Rabbi Ami said, "Ma Ros, how do you know he's a Kayin?" Amar Allah, the guy said, "Shikar Rishon Beis Hakneses, b'chazka Shu Kayin." Shikar Rishon Beis Hakneses, got the first Aliyah, must be a Kayin. So Rabbi Ami said, okay, it's nice he got the first Aliyah. Did he get the first Aliyah as a Kohen, or did he get the first Aliyah as a great person? B'cheska shuhu Kohen, or b'cheska shuhu Gadol? Did he get the first Aliyah in the status that he's a Kohen, or that he is a Gadol? Says Gemara, Shekara Acharav Levi, that they called the Levi after him. V'he'eleyu Rabbi Ami l'kuhuna alpiv, and Rabbi Ami brought him up to kuhuna based on his testimony. So he asked, Rabbi Ami said, why did he get the first aliyah? Because he's a kohen or because he's a gadol? No, they called a Levi up after him. So if they called up a Levi after him, clearly he was a Yisrael. Now let's analyze this. Is the fact that he was a kohen. If they called a Levi up second, clearly the first oila was a kohen. So we have to study this for a moment. The Gemara says in Gittin, on Daf Nun Testament Beis, that if there's no Kohen present, Nesparda HaChavila. The whole hierarchy unravels. So, which means that it could be, you could call up for the first Aliyah, a non-Kohen. So that's why Rabbi Ami was asking, why did he get the first Aliyah? Because he's a Kohen? Or because he's a Talmud Chacham? Now there are two deos in that Gemara. One opinion is that if there's no Kohen, the Levi does not get an Aliyah. That's usually what I follow. If there's no Kohen, the Levi does not get an Aliyah. Because the Levi's entire status, the Levi's Chashivus, is based on the fact that there's a Kohen. If there's no Kohen, we don't call up a Levi. So the fact that Levi got called up second, it means that the Kohen got the first Aliyah. But there is a Deya that if there's no Kohen, Nesparda Chavila means that the Levi doesn't automatically get an Aliyah. If there's a greater Yisrael, the greater Yisrael will get the Aliyah. So then the fact that you called up in a Levi means it has to be talking about a case there was no greater Yisrael. Okay. So this is a raya that Eidos Haba Mikayach Chazaka is a Chazaka. Hahud Asal Kamed Rabbi Yeshua. Somebody came before Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Amar Lehi said, Machzikani B'zashu Levi. I know about so-and-so that he's a Levi. Amar Lehi Rabbi Yeshua said, Ma'aros, how do you know he's a Levi? Amar Lehi, the guy said, Shekar Shein Meis HaKnesses. he got the second aliyah. So Gemara says b'cheska shu levi or b'cheska shu gadol, meaning in the case before, the guy got the first aliyah, and a levi got an aliyah after him, and there was no greater Yisrael there. So whoever got the first aliyah must have been a kohen. In this case, the second guy, this guy is claiming, must have been a levi. So the Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi says, why did he get the second aliyah? Did he get it as a levi or as a gadol? So Gemara says, well, shakar lefan of kohen. They called up a kohen before him. So if they called up a kohen before him, if he's not a levi, then they wouldn't have called up this second. They wouldn't have called him up. They would have called up, Rashi says, another kohen. So since they called up the first guy as a kohen, then clearly this guy wasn't a gadol. This guy must have been a levi, because since they called up another kohen, if not for the fact that this guy was a levi, he wouldn't have gotten the aliyah. Let's say there's no levi here, then we would have called up two kohanim. Meaning, he must have been a levi. Why? He could not have been a Yisrael. Because since the first guy got an aliyah as a kohen, then if this person was not a levi, we would have called up another kohen. Now it's interesting, because we don't do that. When there's no levi, we give the kohen both aliyahs. Okay. And v'haleu Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi l'leviyah al-piv. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi brought up this individual to the leviyah. Hahuda also commanded Rish Lakish. Somebody came before Rish Lakish. Amar Lei said to Rish Lakish, "Machzakani b'zeh shukain. I know so and so is a kain." Amar Lei, "Ma ra'as?" Rish Lakish said, "How do you know?" Amar Lei, "Shekara rishon beis haknesses. He got the first aliyah." Amar Lei, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said, "Excuse me." Rish Lakish said, "Re'isiv shachilek al agra." Nice. Very nice. He got the first aliyah. But did you see that he received truma? Very nice, he got the first aliyah. But did you see that he received truma? Amar le Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, "Vim ein sham goyren batla kuhuna." If there's no truma, we can't establish he's a kohen. Why are you asking me? Did I see he get truma? If there's no truma, you can't establish someone as a kohen. Okay, that is what Rabbi Elazar told Rish Lakish. Rabbi Elazar basically told off Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish, what do you need truma for? If there's no truma, you can't establish someone's a kohen. Zimnin havayasvi kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Sometimes, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Elazar stood before Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Rish Lakish, of course, was the the son-in-law of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Elazar was the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, and right, Rish Lakish was the brother-in-law of Rabbi Yochanan, excuse me, and Rabbi Elazar was the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rish Lakish said, The two of them were sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and the same story repeated itself. This story repeated itself. Meaning, how do you know he's a kohen? Did you see him get truma? So Rabbi Yochanan tells off his younger colleague, and if there's no truma, then you can't establish kahuna. So now Rish Lakish understood that when Rabbi Elazar told him the same thing, he heard it from Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning, Rish Lakish understood that this was not Rabbi Elazar's own chiddush, but rather Rabbi Elazar must have heard it from Rabbi Yochanan. So he got upset at Rabbi Elazar. So says the Gemara, So Hadar Chazil Rabbi Elazar Bishos, Rish Lakish gave Rabbi Elazar a bad look. Amar Shamat Mili Debar Nafcha, you heard this from Rabbi Yochanan. V'lay Amar Lam Nishan, you didn't say it in his name. Why did you say it as if this is your own Shita? You got it from Rabbi Yochanan, so you should have said it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Lezer, being Talmud Muvik, Rabbi Yochanan felt it was sort of understood that he was getting it from Rabbi Yochanan, but Rish Lakish was not happy with that. Okay. Rabbi v'Rabchia, Rabbi and Rabchia, Chad Hela ben Alpi Aviv l'Kuhuna v'Chad Hela Ach Alpi Achiv l'Leviya. Rabbi and Rabchia, one brought up a son through his father to Kuhuna, and one brought up a brother through his brother for Leviya. Testayim, let us prove the Rabbi Hela ben Alpi Aviv l'Kuhuna, that Rabbi brought up a son through his father to Kuhuna. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa. Hare Shabava Amar. Behold, he came and he said, Beniza, this is my son. V'kainhu, he's a kain. Neman l'hachile b'tshuma. He's believed to feed him tshuma. Neman l'hachile, he's not believed to marry him off. Divrei Rabbi, this is the opinion of Rabbi. So a father could come and say, this is my son, he's a kain, I could give him tshuma, but you're not neman to marry him off. This is the opinion of Rabbi. Amar le Rabchia said to him, if you believe him to feed him tshuma, if you are believed to feed him tshuma, ta'aminu lahasir isha, believe him to marry him off. If you're not believed to marry him off, you should not be believed to feed him tshuma. So Rabbi said, no, ani ma'amino lahachila b'tshuma, I believe him to allow him to eat tshuma, shabiyada lahachila b'tshuma. It's within the capacity of a father to feed his kid tshuma. You know why the father is believed to say his son is a kayin? Because the father is getting tshuma. So he could easily feed the tshuma to his son. There's a concept that when you have the capacity to accomplish the result of what you're testifying about, that provides you with a certain believability. So I have the capacity to feed him tshuma. Because I'm a kayin, everyone gives me tshuma. So I could testify he's a good kayin legabi tshuma because I could have just given it to him. I'm not believed to marry him off, assuming he has the saying that he has the status of a kosher kayin. Shein biyada la'aseisha, it's not within my capacity to marry him off. Says the Gemara, testayim, this is a proof. Umid the Rebbe hela ben al pi aviv lakuna, from the fact that Rebbe brought up his son based on his father, for kahuna, Rabbi Chia hela acha pi achav l'levia. Rabbi Chia brought up his brother through his brother for the levia. Says Gemara, Rabbi Chia maishna ben delai de karevu etzal aviv, ach nami karevu etzal achav. Why does Rabbi Chia say a father is not believed to bring up his son to the kuhuna? Because you're related, so you're related to your brother also. So why would you be neman about a brother and not the father? And we'll see next week that Rabbi Chia says it's talking about a situation where he is meisiach lefitumai. So since he's meisiach lefitumai, you have a certain believability. We'll see that, Bezos Hashem, next week. A little bit of a shorter amud. I'm going to wish everyone a wonderful night. Okay, kol tov, everyone. Be well. Good night, good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.